I'm Joe Palka. This is Day to Day. Last weekend's major holiday travel disruptions involving U.S. Airways and Comair may still be affecting you, whether or not you and your family and friends actually flew on those airlines. The U.S. Postal Service says some people might still be waiting for holiday mail to be delivered. Joining us to explain why is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. Bob, why would delays on a consumer airline hold up mail delivery?
Hi, Joe. Something I didn't know. Turns out about 20% of the U.S. mail delivered in this country is sent on commercial carriers, and while most of that is moved on private cargo jets, some of it goes in the baggage hold of passenger planes. And the post office says that's why more than 100,000 pounds of mail has been delayed. It's apparently related to all those flight cancellation and baggage handling problems that some airlines had over the Christmas weekend. Just so happens that the primary bottlenecks were in Cincinnati and Atlanta, which suggests that Delta and its Comair unit were involved. By the way, the post office says much of this mail was sent under its priority mail service, which is supposed to get it there in 2 or 3 days. It says those customers should be getting their mail today.
So this is one case where you really can say your invitation got lost in the mail. That's pretty good.
That's right.
How does this affect the airlines involved? Are they accountable for this?
Well, the Postal Service says it's disturbed by these problems that it's been having principally with U.S. Airways, Comair, and Delta. And a Postal Service spokesman says he's not going to suggest, though, that one incident will change its relationship with those carriers. He does add it is always under review. These consumer airlines bid for contracts to carry letters in smaller parcels, which brings in extra money. And one airline consultant told the New York Times it's one more customer that may be upset with these carriers. But, of course, he says it's one very big customer, the U.S. government.
You mentioned that most of this was priority mail that was held up. So will people be able to go to the post office and get their money back because their priority delivery didn't get delivered?
No such luck. Even though you pay extra for priority mail, the Postal Service says delivery times are not guaranteed, so there will be no refunds. And incidentally, you may not know this, but I found out this week that even UPS and FedEx quietly suspend some of their on-time delivery guarantees over Christmas. I sent a package by UPS that was delayed by a couple of days, and when I requested a refund this week, I got an email back, and it says, and I quote here, "Please note that the ground guarantee has been suspended between December 12 and December 25, and packages delayed due to weather are not eligible for a refund." FedEx has similar fine print that says its service failure guarantee won't apply to some shipments during the 14 calendar days before Christmas, so it doesn't always absolutely positively get there overnight.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.